天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工厂长大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。我们现在正在学习的系列呢是 God's Power for Living， 依靠神的大能。今天呢，麦克牧师将带领我们来认识罪性。亲爱的朋友们，你们是否常常会被罪缠绕？在你们的内心深处是否会有一份歉疚和罪恶感？好，那就让我们来听听看麦克牧师是怎样教导我们如何去在神的面前来面对自己内心的罪呢？
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you once again to this broadcast.
欢迎你再度收听我们的广播。
For those of you who are just joining us for the first time,
如果你今天是第一次收听这个节目，
We are in the second half of a message from the book of Acts chapter 3.
我们今天要讲使徒行传第三章下半段的信息。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to Acts chapter 3 verses 1 to 26.
如果你手头有圣经，请翻到《使徒行传》第三章第一到二十六节。
In this passage, we see that Peter and John confront a beggar who is crippled and hopeless.
在这段经文里，我们看见彼得和约翰遇到一个生来瘸腿、毫无盼望的乞丐。
Peter says to the man in verse 6, "I have no silver or gold."
在第六节那里，彼得对这个人说，金银我都没有。
But in the name of Jesus, rise up.
但我奉耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
The man's healing was the first miracle of the apostles after Christ's ascension.
这个人得到医治是自从耶稣基督升天之后使徒所行的第一个神迹。
This miracle was performed not with silver and gold.
这个神迹不是靠金银成就的，
but through the power of the name of Jesus Christ，
而是靠着耶稣基督的名字。
What do you think God is telling us today in this story？
你认为神借着这个故事要告诉我们什么吗？
Do not trust in your silver and gold。
不要依靠你的金银。
There's nothing wrong with silver and gold。
金银没什么不对。
But don't put your trust in them。
但不要依赖他们。
Don't put your trust in your intellect.
不要信赖你的知识。
There is nothing wrong with your intellect.
知识没什么不对。
But don't let that be your source of pride.
但不要让它成为你的骄傲。
Don't trust in your family connections.
不要依赖你的家世背景。
Now there's nothing wrong with your family connections.
家世背景没什么问题。
But they will not get you to heaven.
但他们不能让你上天堂。
But simply allow the power of God to work in you and set you free.
只要单单让神的大能在你身上运作，释放你得自由。
Silver and gold have I none, said Peter.
彼得说，金银我都没有。
But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk.
但我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。
First, this was the first miracle by the apostles.
这里先记载了使徒所行的第一个神迹。
But then there was a message.
接着就是一篇讲章。请听我读《使徒行传》第三章第十一到二十六节。那人正在称为所罗门的廊下，拉着彼得、约翰，众百姓一起跑到他们那里，很觉稀奇。彼得看见，就对百姓说：“以色列人呢，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？亚伯拉罕、 以撒、雅各的神，就是我们列祖的神，已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣，你们却把他交付比拉多，比拉多定义要释放他，你们竟在比拉多面前弃绝了他。你们弃绝了那圣洁公义者，反求着释放一个凶手给你们。你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是为这事做见证。我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识的这人健壮了。正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。弟兄们，我晓得你们做这事是出于不知，你们的官长也是如此。但神曾借众先知的口预言基督将要受害，就这样应验了。所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到，主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来借着圣先知的口所说的。摩西曾说，主神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我，凡他向你们所说的，你们都要听从，凡不听从那先知的，必要从民中全然灭绝。从撒母耳以来的众先知，凡说预言的，也都说到这些日子。你们是先知的子孙，也承受神与你们祖宗所立的约，就是对亚伯拉罕说，地上万族都要因你的后裔得福。神既兴起他的仆人，就先差他到你们这里来，赐福给你们，叫你们个人回转，离开罪恶。
The miracle is always a servant of the message.
神迹是辅助所要讲的信息的。
The miracle is always subservient to the message.
神迹比不上信息。
The miracle is always inferior to the message.
神迹是低于信息的。
Why do I say this?
为什么我这么说呢？
Because the miracle is temporary, but the message is permanent.
因为神迹是眼前的，信息是永久的。
The miracle is finite, but the message is eternal.
神迹是短暂的，信息是存到永恒的。
The miracle is for a season, but the message is forever.
神迹有时间性，信息却是永远长存的。
Let me explain this some more.
让我进一步的解释。
When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus died again.
耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活，但后来拉撒路还是死了。
But those who believed because of the miracle were eternally saved.
而那些因这个神迹而相信的人都永远得救了。
When Peter healed the man born crippled, this man later died.
彼得医好了那个生来瘸腿的人，这个人后来也死了。
But the message that Peter preached brought many to Christ, and thus they lived forever.
但彼得所讲的道带领许多人归向基督，他们都得到了永生。
So Peter begins his message by identifying the besetting of sin.
于是彼得开始讲道，他先指出罪的缠绕。
Any preaching, teaching, witnessing, or ministry that ignores the condition of sin.
任何一篇讲道、教导、见证或传道事工，如果不提人的罪，
will produce no salvation.
就不能带来救恩。
It was because of sin that Jesus died on the cross.
耶稣是为了人的罪死在十字架上的。
To ignore sin would be like putting a bandage over a serious wound.
忽略罪就好像紧紧贴块胶布在一个很严重的伤口上。
When I read the Bible, I find that in all of the preaching, teaching, witnessing, ministering done by the apostles, they identified sin and called it sin.
我读圣经时发现，无论使徒在讲道、教导、做见证或传教时，他们总是清楚指出人的罪。
They insisted that sin must be confessed and repented of.
他们强调人必须认罪悔改。
Before salvation takes place, sin must be acknowledged and repented of.
要得到救恩，必须先认罪悔改。
I want you to look at verses 13 to 15.
请你看第13节到15节。
Peter identified their sin.
彼得指出他们的罪。
What was it?
是什么罪呢?
Here's what he said.
他这么说的。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
The God whom you claim to worship.
就是你们宣称所敬拜的神。
The God who brought your forefathers out of slavery in Egypt.
就是引领你们祖宗出埃及、脱离奴役的神。
That same God sent you his promised Messiah.
就是这一位神差派了所应许的弥赛亚来到你们中间。
Just as he told the prophets of old that he would.
正如他告诉古代先知的预言一样。
This same God sent you his suffering servant that was prophesied in the book of Isaiah.
就是这一位神按照他在以赛亚先知书上所预言的差派了受苦的仆人。
The same God sent you the life-giving Lord.
就是这一位神差派了赐生命的主来到你们中间。
But you crucified him.
然而你们钉他在十字架上。
You rejected him.
你们拒绝他。
You delivered him up to Pontius Pilate.
你们把他交给巡抚比拉多。
You disowned your only hope for salvation.
你们弃绝了得救的唯一盼望。
You dishonored the one whom God honored.
你们藐视神所尊重的。
But my listening friend, do you know what the irony is here?
但亲爱的朋友，你知道这里的矛盾吗？
Peter, who is saying all of these things, is the same Peter who denied Jesus 3 times.
这些话是彼得说的，但同一位彼得却曾三次否认耶稣。
The Peter who disowned Jesus.
就是那曾经离弃耶稣的彼得。
The Peter who disavowed any knowledge of Jesus.
曾经坚决否认耶稣的彼得。
Some of you may say, is he a hypocrite then?
可能有人会说，这不是很虚伪吗？
How can he condemn people for the same sins that he committed?
他怎么能控诉别人犯他自己曾犯过的罪呢？
But my friends, this is the heart of the Christian faith.
亲爱的朋友，然而这正是基督教信仰的精髓。
Whenever I invite you to come to Christ on the air,
每当我在节目中邀请你归向基督。
When your friends or family members plead with you to repent and receive salvation through Jesus Christ,
或是你的亲戚朋友请求你悔改，接受耶稣基督的救恩。
We are not doing that because we are superior to you.
我们并不是因为自认高人一等而这么做的。
We are not doing that because we are better than you.
我们并不是因为自认比你好才这么做的。
We are doing that because we have experienced firsthand the besetting of sin.
我们这么做是因为亲身经历过罪的缠累。
But secondly,
第二
because we also experience the benefits of repentance from our sin.
是因为我们更加经历过从最终悔改之后的好处。
Verses 17 to 19.
第17到19节。
Peter said, you acted in ignorance.
彼得说，你们做这事是出于不知。
What is Peter saying?
彼得的意思是什么呢？
Peter is expressing a well-known division between the sin of omission and the sin of commission.
彼得所要表达的就是人人都知道犯罪有两种，无心的和故意的。
But here's the important thing, my listening friend.
但亲爱的朋友，重要的是
，Whether your sins were committed through omission or commission，
不论你是无心犯罪或是故意犯罪
，The consequence is the same，
结果都是一样的。
Ignorance is no excuse，
无知不是借口。
Ignorance is no defense，
无知。不是你的托词。
But when repentance takes place,
可是一旦你认罪悔改，
God in his mercy and grace is willing to let the past be the past.
满有恩典慈悲的神将极其乐意的既往不咎。
He will let the past with all of its sins be wiped out.
他会把你过去一切的罪一笔勾销。
Not only that,
不仅如此
But all fears of judgment will be wiped out too.
就是连我们对最后审判的恐惧也全然消除
Not only that,
不仅如此
but the much needed refreshment for your soul will take place.
我们极其需要的灵魂的更新也会翩然来到
The word wiped out in verse 19
在第十九节里所用的“得以涂抹”这个字眼
，is a picture of wiping ink off a document，
就是描述在一份文件上擦去墨水。
Unlike modern ink, the ink used in the ancient world，
古代所用的墨水和现代的不同
，had no acid content，
不含酸性。
Consequently, it did not bite into the papyrus。
所以不会被蒲草纸吸收
and could easily be wiped away without a trace by a damp sponge.
只要用一块湿海绵就能轻易擦去，并且不留痕迹。
I'm going to tell you something that's very, very exciting.
现在我要告诉你一件非常兴奋的事。
When you repent of your sin,
当你认罪悔改了
God does not merely cross out the believer's sin.
神不仅化掉信徒的罪
But he wipes out away completely.
而是完全涂抹
They are gone beyond any possible trace.
全然消失了无痕迹
They are gone beyond any possible recall.
全然消失无从恢复
They have disappeared with no chance of being found.
全部失踪不再出现
They have vanished without a trace.
完全消失，毫无踪迹。
Just like Jesus prayed for those who nailed him to the cross.
正如耶稣为那些钉他在十字架上的人所祷告的。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
In the same way, Peter is saying.
彼得也同样地说。
Even your horrible sin of rejecting and executing your Messiah.
纵然你们犯了弃绝并杀害弥赛亚那么可怕的罪
can be wiped out when you repent.
也可以借着悔改使你们的罪得以涂抹。
Let me talk to those of you who are having a hard time accepting the forgiveness of God.
如果你在接受神的赦免时有困难，我想对你说几句话。
Let me talk to those of you who are having a hard time forgiving yourself.
如果你很难原谅自己，请听我说。
If God is willing to forgive those who nailed His Son to a cross,
如果神竟然对钉他儿子在十字架上的人都愿意赦免
，Don't you think He is willing to forgive you?
你想，难道他不愿意赦免你吗
？You say you don't understand.
你说你不理解。
I have committed terrible sins.
我犯的罪太深重了。
I have betrayed the most sacred vows of my marriage.
我违背了婚姻中神圣的誓言。
I have abused people.
我虐待伤害人。
I have abused my responsibility and the trust of others.
我善用职权并滥用别人对我的信任。
I have embezzled and used monies that don't belong to me.
我盗用公款。
My listening friend, listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
Whatever the magnitude of your sin,
不论你犯的罪有多严重
God's grace is greater than all of your sins.
神的恩典总比你所有的罪加起来更多更重。
All of us who have faced the besetting of sin,
我们面对不断纠缠我们的罪。
Know the benefits of repentance.
都知道认罪悔改所能带来的益处。
But thirdly,
第三
we also know the blessings of surrender.
我们也知道顺服神所蒙的福。
Peter closes his sermon in Acts 3:25-26 on a hopeful note.
使徒行传第三章25-26节，彼得满怀着盼望的结束他这篇讲道。
The whole episode begins with the hopelessness of a physical condition.
这一章所记载的事件是以一个生理有缺陷、毫无盼望的情况开始的。
And now it concludes with the hope of the blessing of God.
现在却结束在对神所赐的恩福的盼望上。
They can experience a fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham.
他们可以经历到神对亚伯拉罕应许的实现。
Namely that through Jesus Christ,
也就是通过耶稣基督，
all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
地上的万族都要蒙福。
All the rich blessings of salvation.
救恩中一切丰盛的福分。
And all of the covenant promises.
神与我们立约的所有应许。
Are all available to you today.
今天都为你预备好了。
Just as they were available to Peter's hearers in Acts chapter 3.
正如预备给当年在使徒行传第三章里那些听彼得讲道的人一样。
Regardless of what you have done,
不论你过去做过些什么，
regardless of the life you have led,
不论你以往过的是什么样的生活，
regardless of the guilt you may have been carrying,
不论你背负着什么样的罪担，
God will bless you when you repent.
只要你悔改，神必赐福给你。
Repentance is not just feeling sorry,
悔改不仅仅是后悔。
Repentance is the deep desire to want to change.
悔改更是诚心诚意的愿意改变。
God will visit you with heavenly refreshment when you turn to Him.
当你回转归向神的时候，神就会以属天的更新临到你身上。
The devil cannot stand God's blessings on you.
魔鬼受不了神赐福给你。
So he will stir up trouble just like he did with the early church.
于是想方设法地搅扰你，就像他搅扰初代教会那样。
But the blessings of repentance includes the power to face opposition.
然而悔改所带来的福分包括了抵挡压迫的能力。
Our time has run out.
我们的节目时间又差不多到了。
And it is my hope and prayer that you will repent and turn to the Lord.
我们的盼望和祈祷就是你愿意悔改并归向神。
And that you would write and tell us.
同时盼望你能写信告诉我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
心怀暖中
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，我们这位充满慈爱和怜悯的神，若甘心向他认罪，他必原谅你，并且会给你更丰盛的生命。因为呢，主耶稣的到来是为了拯救我们这些软弱的人，而不是惩罚。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你。我平安的约也不迁移，这是因为我